call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Marco Russell here, and thank you so much for joining us on this brief interview. I have the honor and privilege of having Mr. Sheldon and Ms. Tammy here with me. They're absolutely crushing. And the name of their company is, the trucking company is, how you pronounce it? Is it Yale Transportation?
Yale
Transportation. And not only do they have a massively successful trucking business, but they're also helping tons of people get into the trucking business, and they're absolutely crushing it. They're doing an amazing job. So thank you. First off, thank y'all so much for taking some time to jump on with me, to share some insights on what you're doing to have such amazing success in your business.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm speechless.
Good stuff. So before we
actually prepare for this, we wasn't prepared.
Good. Perfect. So before we even get into like the results and how you've accomplished the results and all that, first off, let's start with why are y'all even doing? I like to always know like the why. So why are y'all even on this entrepreneurial journey? Like, what's y'all why for even taking on this massive undertaking?
Well, it all started with me when I used to drive for 7-Up, and 7-Up was working me about 65 hours a week for $1,200. And then I left 7-Up and went to driving for a concrete company. I was making $1,500 a week, but then it was Monday through Saturday for about 70 hours to get that $1,500. So it was like I didn't have any time for myself, my time for my family, no time for my wife. And I made a phone call and asked somebody what was another alternative, and they told me, get a cargo van, you can make $1,000 a week in a cargo van. So I went out and purchased a $1,500 cargo van, smoking in the back, leaking oil, 300,000 miles, and it brought me $900 a week in about 32 hours, half the time. I could have made more, but I enjoyed the time. So here's where the truckerpreneur part came in. I was ready to make the transition from the cargo van to the non-CDL box truck. And what I found out that the cargo van went to the same places to pick up the freight as the 18-wheelers, the box trucks, and the cargo vans. So when I would ask questions how to transition from the van to the box truck, nobody wanted to help me. So they kept hoarding the information and kept hide the information and wouldn't want to share. And I got so upset and disappointed in why people are like that. And I said to myself, I will never, ever be like that. So I made the transition on my own and bumped my head, made some mistakes, ended up spending too much money, bought the wrong truck. But in the meantime, as I made that transition to the box truck, people started asking me questions, and I would just share what I knew, how to get to the money. So I end up helping one guy that went to my CDL school and a couple of people that was doing other things. I just helped them for free. And then my wife was like, let's do a seminar. So it was 2018. The first seminar was birthed. And we started doing it out of our homes at $25 a seminar. And the rest is history. And then here's the crazy part. And the audience is probably going to freak out on this. I kept telling my wife, we are sitting on a gold mine. We got to raise our prices. We have to raise our prices. So we would have guests come in, like commercial insurance people, and they would say, dude, y'all charging too little. So I kept telling her, we got to raise our price. So this went on for a year and a half. So it got to the point where I got so frustrated. We didn't do a seminar for about 7 or 8 months. And then it clicked in her head that we had something big. So when she realized we had something big. That's when we started in January of 2020. And then I think maybe a month after that, we reached out to you. And then we learned how, whatever you taught her, because she's behind the scene. I'm the coach. I'm Phil Jackson, baby, by the way. I'm Phil Jackson. When it comes to this game right here, this non-CDL box truck thing, I'm Phil Jackson. I'm going to show you how to get to the money. There's a special lane for that. So here's the ironic part. Now that I tried to get her thinking up, you done came in, you done got her thinking up, and I'm the one that's having a hard time coming up. You know, so it's crazy, but basically that's how I started. People didn't want to share the information with me, and I vowed not to be like that.
And so I'll chime in just to share why I started. And it's because being a single mom, four, being on my grind, I always had a hustle in me. I was just come from that entrepreneur family background. But what I know for sure is that somebody out there is watching. We're always under a microscope. So I want to be an example. I want to be a blessing to the single mom who's trying to make up with a $5,000 a month. Don't have any help, no baby daddy around. I want to help that young man that has some background issues. He's been interviewing and interviewing and interviewing, only to be told, no, we can't hire you because you have background issues. I want to help that person. You know, I want to help that entrepreneur that already have that drive in there. They're just looking for another opportunity to make some money, and they don't have to drive. They're just running a business. So I just want to be there to be a blessing to people because somebody's watching me, and I want them to know that through all that I've gone through in life, that you can make it, you can get to 6-7 figures, you can do it. So I want to be that blessing. So that's why I do it, because I know somebody's watching.
Good stuff. I love it. So my next question, so how did y'all initially find me online? Well, I think Tammy, you found me online and then introduced me to Sheldon, I think. So how did that come about?
Well, I found you when I participated in Taria's profit conference. I was a speaker, and after as we were prepping for me to speak at her virtual conference, behind the scenes, she was like, "Girl, y'all need to reach out to Mark Whale." And I'm like, "You tell me that little dude with that backpack? Like, I had seen you online because I'm always online, but I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, autopilot? You know, I didn't understand. I mean, I'm 50. The way I used to market was just with a Word document and put some clip art in there and go about my business. That ain't the way you market these days. And so the last time she told me, you need to reach out to Mark Quayle, that's when I did it. But, you know, it still took us a while. She still led us there, but it still took me a while to get on board. We talked to one of your representatives. He was real cool. But it was like, I kind of want to talk to that Mark Quayle person. Because I'm like, I don't know if he's telling us everything we need to know. I was kind of skeptical. And then when you spoke at her conference and I said, dude, I'm hearing you the gem. You that magic gem. You that missing piece to all that we have going on.
But then
he reached right out.
Wasn't the final start. That wasn't the final. She turned us on to you, and she was a little hesitant. And then she saw on social media the other guy that E.T. taught. The guy that's doing the 18-wheeler thing, and E.T. was interviewing him, and then she was about to, sign up with E.T., mm-hmm. and then she found out you taught E.T.
Because Mark Quill told me.
Right.
I said, Mark Quill, what about him? I was going to go with this guy. Mark Quill was like, I ain't trying to be funny. I ain't going to prepare myself, but I helped them. And I was like, what? I was like, no, we can't help.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's right.
So we almost went to the student, and now we end up going with the teacher.
Gotcha. And just to be clear, because I don't know who's going to see this interview, so just to be clear, so the conversation we had, and you told me about that, and I was like, I'm actually one of the guys who runs ET's speaker program. That's my guy, Cantus. He actually is over the program. And I was like, I helped Cantus with a launch for one of their programs inside of, you know, their company, basically. So I didn't necessarily train ET, so to speak, but my guy, Cantus, is over the speaking program. So I spoke at an event they did, and I also helped. I did a lot of stuff like behind the scenes, helping Kansas with some marketing campaigns and so forth and so on. So just to be clear,
you know, let me clear that
out. Yeah, I just want to be clear. So I don't want nobody, you know, reaching out. And we had no problems or nothing. But no, that's good. So that's perfect. So let me ask y'all this, because obviously, I mean, one of the things that I love the most about y'all is that y'all are action takers. Like, we haven't even been working together that long, but you came in, grabbed this thing by the horns, and been implementing the whole way through. So my first question I want to ask is, like, once we attracted, like you said, you're a little hesitant. What was it that made you actually take the plunge, or what was it that made you say, all right, let's go on and do this?
I think what made me really go ahead and take the plunge is I saw the testimonials of all the people you helped. And I've seen testimonials on other sites, the people that market, that they do the same thing you do, but you had a boatload of testimonials and result-oriented people. And so that's what really made me take the plunge. You know, I just wish I had a safety net. Woo! Yeah. It's been amazing.
Good stuff.
But in addition to that, we already knew that we had something, but we didn't know how to maximize it.
Okay. Yep.
And you know, we had already, the foundation was there, so we just needed to know how to maximize it. And then, you know, once you start teaching my wife how to maximize it, then you know, we took it off.
I love it.
And we still taking off. And if I get my mindset right, we're gonna really take off.
I love it. So let's talk about some of the results. So, like, what's some of the results? As much as you're comfortable sharing, what's been some of the results so far since being in the program?
You want me to take it, or you want me to?
You can start off.
Well, I'll just start out with, I was the one responsible for attracting the clients. So I was on Facebook Live. I was trying to join every type of platform. I was just getting burnt out, you know, just basically kind of like begging people, get in the truck and we got this great idea. Just come. Any platform. Now, we try to, we have to cut those ads off because the way in which you guys coached us on how to get that copy together, identify our client, just the whole program, you know, I even after like maybe the first month, I was telling my husband, man, you know, this is a lot of work. Like, I didn't realize it. And my husband told me, listen, he said, I live by this quote. You can teach him, you can say it, baby.
You can give a man a fish and he can eat for a day, or you can teach a man to fish and he can eat for a lifetime.
Yeah, and when he told me that, that's when I was up 3 o'clock every night. He'll tell you, I'm at Athens State University, and I was nonstop with my children, my grandchildren. I had just, you know, I wanted to make sure I got a good return on my investment. I wanted to learn everything you guys had in there. It was a lot of information. It was a new zone for me, but it really, oh my God, I don't want to stop crying. I really learned so much. So, as a result of it, you know, we have an influx of leads that I've never seen before in my life. We've never seen this kind of attraction before.
Man, this thing is off the chain.
I mean, it's to the point now where it's like, y'all, okay, you got us here. That help us manage this. Like, what do we do? You know?
Yeah, we had to turn the advertisement of the video off twice. And every time that we crank it back up, I mean, boom,
100 150. I mean, just nonstop. It's just.
And then what I really been hearing, as far as a compliment, and every time that I have an opportunity to talk with people, they always say the same thing: you come across so genuine and real that we believe you. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to you. Kudos from my wife. Talking about, let's do. I called my wife the producer, the actor, the orchestrator. So she had me coming out the house. She was, you know, so creative. So
mean the way we filmed the me coming out the house. Sierra, the whole, you know. House.
Yeah, so the people say that I come across extremely sincere and real. And then they like the aspect that they get to talk to me and see me. and it makes them feel so much comfortable.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Are y'all comfortable? What about numbers? Any numbers wise? How many clients you've enrolled? Kind of revenue? Anything you want to share or leads or whatever? Anything that you want to share? If we quantify this influx.
Let's start with the money part.
Last month, and I'm gonna say last month was really like 3 weeks.
No. We started with Marquell on the 29th. I didn't start running Facebook leads until the 29th. So
the 29th of what, last month?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that the influx came right after. I couldn't keep
up. Last month we made $9,000 just last month. But then your ads took off at the end of last month. And then we made $8,500 in the first 2 weeks.
No, we made double 7 days. I counted.
Okay, $8,500 in a week's time. And then right now we're on a projection to do $20,000 this month in July. So it's been every week we've been having we break our record every week.
Every week.
Every week it's going up.
Absolutely. And we're about to increase them prices now. So that's really going. Quadruple and 10x.
Right.
Yeah, but Mark, you told me when I first reached out, you said, what is your goal? I said, well, I just want like $10,000 more a month, you know, maybe 20. He was like, okay, I can see that happening, you know. And then now it's like we you know,
got the potential to do three times,
you know, that, because it's such a unique niche. And then everybody that I talk to, they're like, only God could have put that ad out there. Like, I don't have me a box truck, it's just sitting. Or I got me a van, it's just sitting, or the pandemic hit me and I need to find some work for my van and for my truck. I used to do furniture. The furniture store is not moving freight anymore. So we get an influx of people that you guys taught us how to target the right people. This thing off the chain. We can't, you know, we're not used to this.
I love it. So
let me just say this. Prior to your seminar, we may have had how many people on a month doing a seminar? We always had our class for 15 people before we started with you, and it would be a job just to get 5 or 10. Remember that? Just to get 5 or 10 people. Now we're shutting it down at 30. You know, at that point we can't, you know, because you want it to be interactive. But 30 people all trying to, you know.
Yeah, we had 36 or 37 people on last Saturday Zoom call. We had 32 the week before that. And it's just been increasing and increasing.
I love it.
I love it.
So I won't keep out much longer. My last question is, if you have one thing to say to the audience and those listening in about the process and about the experience of opportunity to work with us, what would you all say?
You go. You want me to go first? Because I like the way you close things out. But I would say, if you're listening to me, someone who has come from corporate America, you know, just thought I knew how to market, thought I knew how to launch my business, thought I was ready for this whole new way in which you market and funnels and all that stuff, trust the process. Just trust the process. I promise you, if you dive in, follow their lead, listen to what they say, step by step by step, I promise you, God will take you beyond your expectations. Beyond that, we're just getting started. And what's about to come after this last seminar, our new group of people is going to be a totally different platform. All because my girl, Sierra, Andre, and then Mark and Taria, I just got to say, because, you know, just being led to the right people. And I pray for this. I pray to God for this. I said, Lord, before I make a move, like, send me the right people. I trust you. You've been a part of my life. For 52 years, I need you, Lord. What really got me, Marquell, was that when I texted you that day, we were going back and forth about the program. I said, well, Marquell, let me talk to my husband. I said, and then let me pray on it. And your words was, oh, if you're going to pray on it, you pray on it, and then you let me know. You didn't follow back up the next day. Did you get your answer? Hello, God. What you going to do? It just like silence. It was just silent. And then I just felt God to say, make the move. So I thank God for you. I thank God for this experience. Absolutely. And I'm just happy we're going to be right along with the other millionaires real soon. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I had to add anything to it, it would be a scared man can't win and a jealous man can't work. And knowledge is key. So if you want something really bad, you can't be fearful to pay for it because the knowledge is the key. So at one time, we was trying to take the cheap way out. We was trying to, like, take, you know, spend $2,000 or spend $1,500 and get somebody to do this and get somebody to do that. But if you're trying to go to the next plateau and somebody has the knowledge to take you there, then it's worth investing in your future. So as well as we invested in Mark Quell, we're trying to get the other people to invest in us. So it's the same process over and over again, no matter what product you have. If you don't have the information and somebody else has the information, invest in your future. Don't be fearful to invest in your future. And your whole mindset has to change. The whole mindset has to change. If you got a poverty mindset, that's where you're going to stay at. If you just got a $100,000 a year mindset, that's where you're going to stay at. So mindset got to change.
There it is. There it is. So if you're watching right now and you're a coach, you're a consultant, you have an expertise-based business, maybe you're a speaker or whatever, and you want to create like a high-leverage online group of coaching or consulting program, or you want to scale your current business to get more leads, get more clients, you know, and serve more people, if that's something you're interested in, or if anything here resonated with you, click on the button or the link around this video somewhere. Get some more details about how we can potentially help you, and then we can talk about how we can help you. And if nothing else, we appreciate you so much for checking out this interview. And until the next one, have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.